All right, we're back. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Baloney and Jim Hobgood. Tonight, it's our pleasure. We've got UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett with us. Tony, I think Jim has got a great question for you.
Yeah, Coach, I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait to get to JPJ tomorrow night. My coach, Bill Gibson, when Park Hill and I were there, he talked about building an ACC atmosphere. I think tomorrow night there's going to be an ACC atmosphere in John Paul Jones Arena. Got Georgia Tech coming to town, a top 20 program. I'm sure I don't need to tell you, during the Paul Hewitt administration down there, Georgia Tech has always been very big, physical, athletic. The word that always came to mind in my mind was chiseled. These guys are really athletic. How do you defend them, and what's the game plan for tomorrow night?
Yeah, and no, I think you're accurate in saying that. They, you know how big Duke is, especially this year. Duke is really imposing and very physical. And to watch the Georgia Tech-Duke game, you know, Georgia Tech really – the second half kind of had their way with them on the offensive glass, really in the paint with power plays, and they have such talent in their freshman and their junior. I can't pronounce the names well. I don't want to butcher them, but they're certain the Favors kids, the freshman, and Ghani
Lawal. Between the two of them, they had 17 rebounds between them against Duke.
Yeah, and they have another guy that comes in.
Zach Peacock's another big guy on the inside.
Coach K had said about Peacock, he said, you know, he'd probably start for any team in the ACC. That was a comment I think that was made. That was what my associate head coach, Rich McKay, said. But they're really, you know, the formula doesn't change a whole lot. You've got to certainly, they can score first 7 seconds of offense. Boy, they really try to score if they get a chance in transition. And then after that, they have capable perimeter guys, but they're going to look down low. And a lot of their offense comes from second chance points or power plays in the paint. So you better make them earn. And, you know, you have to certainly mix some things up and challenge them. But it'll be everything. You know, it'll be a team effort. Whenever you go against great interior players, there has to be good ball pressure. So guys can't make simple feeds into the post. There has to be good help. There has to be guards coming back and, we say, gang rebounding or, you know, spearing rebounds. Because our kids inside sometimes are just going to have to fight to keep them off the glass. So from that standpoint, they'll have to earn, and then hopefully we can really be active and move them around and get good looks on the offense. Then, but yeah, they're physically one of the, I think, you know, one of the more talented teams.
Yeah, they would
played up to this point.
They would do well under Dick Vitale's all airport team, because they would look good walking through the airport. And I used to say on the air when I was doing the radio, defense ends when you get the rebound, because there's nothing more discouraging than to play great defense for 30 or 35 seconds and then let somebody get an offensive rebound and have to do it all over again.
Yeah, and they certainly go at it.
And Sammy, speaking of rebounds, I noticed in the stat sheet, Sammy was your leading rebounder on Saturday with 8 boards. So it's nothing like having your point guard in there cleaning the glass for you.
Well, in the system, you know, in any system, your guards have to come back and rebound. You know, and that'll be, I think, important. We'll need the Sylvans and whoever's in, Calvin, Sammy, Moo, Jeff, John Tell, those guys that have been playing. They need to really come back. We say check and go. So if their guy isn't coming, and sometimes Georgia Tech will send 4 or 5 hard to the glass, so we'll have to block them out. But if not, you check and then you try and read it and get to the elbows or read, you know, wherever the shot's from and help those big kids out.
Now, some of this may relate to your philosophy, which I need to talk to you about one of these days. But now, would you consider at all using a zone against Georgia Tech, or are you sufficiently committed to man-to-man that zone wouldn't help you tomorrow night?
No, you know, I think you have to work at certain things, and I think you take a look at whatever gives you a chance. But, again, you know, we've got to be who we are and make them earn, and certainly consider options. I don't want to give my hand away, because it's not like we're pretty, you know, we're predominantly a man-to-man team. And I watched some tape, and most teams have played them man-to-man. But one of the things when you play zone you have to keep an eye on is it usually weakens your defensive rebounding prowess. And that's a team you'd have to really watch that, because they'll, you know, they go to the glass against your man-to-man, and against the zone, they're really going to go. It's a little harder because you're playing spots, not bodies. So, but you just never know.
Coach, you know, one of the things I noticed studying some of the stats this week, it appears that Virginia's three-point field goal percentage has gone up tremendously from last year. And I look at Sammy Zaglinski, who's my pick for most improved Cavalier this season. Jeff Jones, and Mustafa, they're all – Sammy's shooting 50%, Jeff is shooting 45%, and Mustafa's shooting 39.4%. What do you attribute these improvements?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, you've got to go through the course of the season. But we talk about getting quality shots. And if a guy that can shoot it is open and has room and rhythm and it's in the flow of the offense, you take it. We take it. That's a green light shot. But when you're shooting shots off balance, hands in the face, you know, I think your shot selection can improve your percentages. And then I think the price has to be paid in the off season with the repetitions and the proper technique. And I'm certain that all those guys, and you know, Sylvan included, have really worked hard on their shooting over the course of the off season. And we put a lot of time. We try to put time into it in practice to really work on our shooting. But you know, you don't want to be one dimensional. I really like complete players, complete guards, and you got to have some other things. Because there's going to be nights maybe it's not dropping, and that's where your defense better keep you in there. You better really get to the line or create. So, you know, I look at all those things. But, yeah, it can really help you in games where you get those feet set and get guys that are threats, because that helps guys like Mike Scott inside or different players.
Yeah, Coach, when things are going well, you always attribute it to coaching.
Yeah, right. Coaching when you win and it's players when you lose.
That's right. You know, although that doesn't really fit with the pillar of humility, but maybe the humility relates to the players, not the coaches.
That's right. But, we got different pillars for the coaches.
That's right. You know, you gotta you know, take it when you can. I always say you might as well take the credit, because Lord only knows you'll get the blame. Just speak about the coming week. We talked a little bit about the Georgia Tech game, but you got three home games in 5 days, with Miami on Saturday and UNCW makeup game on Monday. This is a big week for the season and the program, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think I tell her every opportunity we have to play is a chance for us to try and get better. And I don't want them to hold something so tightly where, boy, you know, you can't. I think a key to being a good team is you're pretty even keeled. You know, you're ready, you're alert, you're up for games, but you don't get too high, you don't get too low. And I think you have to have a workman's-like or business-like approach to these things. But certainly, when opportunity's there, let's just see what we can do. And then we'll, again, be thankful for what we learned from it and move on and get to the next one. But to have three in a row at home, you know, and one poll, I believe Miami's ranked as well. And then UNC Wilmington's a heck of a team. You know, we slipped that, fitted that in from the snowstorm that when it was canceled. So hopefully we can continue to establish what we're going. We have a nice little stretch going as far as a streak, and it'd be great to keep it up.
Well, the old coach speak is challenge brings opportunity. So I guess that's what this week is. It represents opportunity.
That's right. No, that's what I told someone when I came to the – one of the reasons I was excited about the chance to coach in the ACC is, you know, certainly it's a tremendous challenge, but exactly what you said with that challenge over time is a great opportunity, and I'm hopeful for that.
Coach, rarely this season have we seen what Jim and I might describe as a big lineup, maybe something with – Sen and MNC and Scott maybe on the court together. Do you see that being a possibility in the coming games?
Boy, you know, with those three in particular, you know, Sylvan, you know, we've had Asan and we've had Mike or Asan and Rome play at times. Usually we have more of like whether it's Sylvan would be our next biggest. You know, that I think you got to look at what I say. Absolutely, it won't happen. No, I think there's a chance it could, but I think you got to look at a balance in terms of ball handling and also matching up defensively, guarding threes. You know, I guess I would say Mike Scott would be the most logical choice who would guard a three, but that would challenge us in some ways. You know, give you some advantages in certain areas, and then I think in other areas it might challenge you, but we haven't gone that direction yet, and you just never know what can happen with foul trouble or certain things. Again, we went with four guards. We had done that before, but it worked. And, boy, maybe it's something you take a look at. Sometimes they say desperate times call for desperate measures, so we'll see.
All right, Coach, let me just pull from one of your pillars here. Thankful. We're thankful that you joined us tonight. We're thankful that you're the head basketball coach at the University of Virginia, and indeed grateful for your time. Wish you the absolute best, and hope this won't be your last visit to Who's Talking. We'll certainly be anxious to have you back on as the season progresses, but appreciate your time this evening, and good luck tomorrow night.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. We'll go to our second break here and be back after these messages.